The big story continues to be President Trump's executive orders regarding the border wall. And Bill Flynn, the immigration attorney, joins us right now. And Bill, we've been talking about this morning. The fact they're saying, oh, this is going to cause that 20% is going to cause Americans to have to pay so much more for Mexican stuff. And we're talking about there ain't a whole lot of stuff that we need from Mexico.
For sure, Jack. Who knows? The Mexican politics are entering in as well. So that I guess each day is a new little story.
Yeah, this is going to hurt Mexico dramatically, but I can't see it making much of an impact on this country because they don't make their own cars.
I would agree with you there, and we have to be thinking of our Canadian neighbors, the other NAFTA part of the treaty, who are important trading partners as well.
Yeah, well, much more important than Mexico, I would think.
Yeah, even statistics between Florida and the province of Ontario are huge trade statistics.
Oh, really? I wasn't even aware of that. Well, it's what about the deal with the Muslim refugees coming into this country?
Yeah, President Trump is keeping his promise there. There's going to be a 120-day suspension from the bad countries, if you will. And the president talked about Syrians creating a safe zone outside the United States. So those issues are in flux, but clearly the Muslim community and certainly anyone Syrian are going to feel this for sure.
Bill, the construction of the border wall, is that going to bring some lawsuits from some people that are going to try to stop it legally?
You know how it goes, Ted. I think we can bank on that for sure.
But they have come up with a lot of ways to finance this thing. I mean, he's talked about the 20% tariff, not to mention the fact that we give them $441 million, or did last year, in foreign aid, which is nearly $500 million. Not to mention the fact that he put the stop on $221 million going to the Palestinian Authority. And there are a lot of ways that that could be ultimately paid for, I think.
No question. And maybe people are tired of the foreign aid carousel that we've been on for so long.
Now, the problem is going to be enforcing federal immigration law. I know he has talked about beefing up the border patrols. And one thing, the union that has these Border Patrol agents are very, very much pro-Trump. They love what he's doing.
You know, remember the Arizona stuff a few years ago when that was the eye of the hurricane? I remember that the police chiefs of both Tucson and Phoenix, the two biggest cities, said, we don't want to enforce federal law because it inhibits our public safety initiatives. So I imagine there will be resistance, but Trump's executive orders were very clear that you will toe the line and help with the federal enforcement.
And I think this thing about sanctuary cities, he's come up with a great plan for them. If you want to remain a sanctuary city, you get no federal funding whatsoever.
Nothing like cutting off the flow, is there?
Ain't that the truth? And they can still say, well, to hell with it. We'll do without your federal funding.
Not Miami. Miami caved right away and said, okay.
Yep, we'll let them go. And these that do try to continue to be sanctuary cities are going to find out that their voters are not going to like it at all when they find federal funding disappearing and they have to pay for everything themselves.
Keep your eyes on some of the legal immigration initiatives that are coming up. Senator Grassley and Durbin are putting together a bipartisan bill, and that's going to be interesting to see. There is a tendency, I think, to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and I hope that our local companies who utilize high-level foreign workers are not too hurt by some of the initiatives.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that all plays out. And, Bill, we appreciate your joining us on AM Tampa Bay this morning.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, gentlemen.